or toll-free, 877-443-1230. Now, how people speak.
Good morning. 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak, as our announcer said this morning. A chilly morning out there. Going to be talking today with Monroe Randolph Regional School Superintendent Kelton Davis. How are you doing this morning?
Wow, I am fantastic this morning, but you're right. It's chilly. It's fun to watch. My kids still think they can wear shorts with a parka on. I don't know.
You watch them run out the door and go, hey, I gotta get my coat. Where's that?
Yeah, but they still the shorts,
right?
Okay.
I never understand that, but
it's all good.
So school's well underway now. I mean, we've got the year going. Are we through the first quarter yet?
Yeah, yes, we are. And things are starting to be really settled in for folks. There's sort of I don't want to say an odd start to the school year, but it was just, it seemed a little AM/FM kind of thing going on. I'm not sure. So things are in swing. We were excited to have our bus driver training recently. With two sessions in Redbud, hundreds of drivers and good people, dedicated people. And I'm not just saying that, Jeff, because you help us out with the driving, but, it unsung heroes, I would say, of our school systems. Every day, dedicated, there, early, on time. I know we've had a lot of issues with some of our contractual companies, as everywhere else, employment is difficult right now. So if anybody is interested in driving, I'm certain there are openings in any community whatsoever. It was great evenings to spend with folks.
Right. I think my employer is running 14 routes with 9 or 10 drivers, so.
And I know it's frustrating for parents and everybody else, but no more frustrating than for the drivers. I certainly can tell you, because although the demand is there, the people are not. And we're seeing that everywhere, aren't we?
Definitely. I mean, not just that area, but many other fields as well. I mean, even in teaching and stuff.
Well, absolutely. We have teaching positions open. We have in all sorts of areas. We need substitute teachers, which there are situations now you don't have to have bachelor's degree to be a substitute teacher. So a certain amount of hours, et cetera, qualify an individual. We need individual care aides. So if someone is definitely challenged in finding a job right now, give us a call at either office, Chester, 826-5000, or in Waterloo at 939-5650. We're glad to help you out. We definitely need some help.
Right. I'll tell you what, we got a break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in. And then we'll come back and talk some more with Regional School Superintendent Kelton Davis. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO.
Being tired doesn't have to be a way of life. Sparta Community Hospital's Sleep Disorder Clinic will help you live right by sleeping well. A doctor's referral is required, so ask your provider for more information about Sparta Community Hospital's Sleep Disorder Clinic at your next visit. And for more information,
are you there?
I am, and I am dying to give you a trivia question about WHCO.
Okay.
And maybe if you don't know, the listeners might.
Okay.
You have a intro that sounds like it was made maybe late 50s, early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the WHCO singers or who is that? And what year was that made?
That I could not answer. I would probably have to get a hold of John Shepherd or someone to see if they could answer that, but I couldn't answer that. I've often wondered that myself. I don't know if Peter would or not. I can drop him an email, Peter Stork, see if he knows. But
well, and I don't know if that's a bringing that back from the past.
Yeah,
when that was done.
I think that's what Peter's the one that set that up. So,
well, maybe one of your listeners will know. I don't know. I just love it. I love it.
Yeah, we'll toss it out there when we get back. So, do we want to go in talk a little bit about the move and that, or the new building, or?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Did we talk? We didn't talk about that last time, did we?
We just mentioned it was in because it was pretty early on. I mean, it just had been announced, so.
Yeah, I don't know if it had been finalized.
Right. So.
And so we didn't go into it. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
That'll springboard.
Okay. And welcome back. I think we got it straightened out there anyway, after talking with Robert. But again, today on the program, we've got Regional School Superintendent Kelton Davis with us. And you mentioned people could contact the number at Chester or at Waterloo, but soon there will be a single location for the Regional Office of Education.
Yeah, that's right. And before I head into that, I just want to thank Robert and Hooker's Men's Store, because they have been hugely supportive of our schools, in particular, our entrepreneurship class we've had in Randolph County. It used to be called CEO. It's now called Startup, where our students actually start businesses. But that aside, they've been a huge supporter, and we want to thank them for all that they've done in our communities and in our schools. But for us, that box offer sounds pretty good, because we are going to be moving to a centralized location. We are consolidating our two offices. We have one in the courthouse in Chester, and across the street in Waterloo from the courthouse. We've been there for, well, I guess since about 97, in the courthouse as long as I've known. We've been located there, but we are going to, times have changed, and the needs of our schools and communities has changed, and how we can provide our services and do provide our services. It makes service sense to pull our two offices together in one location, which is going to be in Redbud. It's the old Western Auto building, built in the, I want to say, early 60s. Tremendous building. The family that was there, it was a family business, and tight with the community. And we purchased it from the second owners of the building, who had run an antique shop out of there. But right now, we're in the midst of significant renovations, because we're doing something we have not ever done. We are bringing our Red Brick Safe School, as well as our offices, together in one location. So it's going to mean all of our staff are together, which makes better, I guess, economic and efficiency sense. And a lot of the work that we do, yes, we do testing during the days. Again, that puts us in a single centralized location. But we also will have our adult ed programs, but those all go out to the community. So whether you're in Sparta, Chester, Columbia, Waterloo, wherever it might be, Steelville, wherever we're field related entity, we're always out there working with the people. And as I mentioned earlier, you don't want to do a lot of teacher workshops during the day, because we don't want to pull them out of the classroom. That's not good for the kids. It's not good for the staff. And plus we don't have a lot of coverage. So a lot of our work is in the schools, coaching, training on site, et cetera. So, this is going to be, phenomenal for us. It'll be great for our kids. It's going to finally give us ample space. But we're in the midst of renovations, and, it's a lot more involved process when you're dealing with the safety of kids in the building. The standards are way higher. Right. And as the authority having jurisdiction, which means I'm, you know, the one that issues building permits to schools, et cetera, we lead by example with the utmost adherence to the requirements that are out there.
Yeah, I mean,
so
you can't basically tell.
We're excited.
Sorry, Jeff.
Go ahead.
That's okay. One thing I was going to say when you're talking about you're renovating that, I know I was in there several years ago, but had a really nice kind of a light blue Corvette sitting in there on the floor that they had a pretty good price on. It's like that's probably gone though, isn't it?
Well, you know, that was still there when we purchased the building. I mean, they were, or I shouldn't say we, it's actually owned by the county.
Right.
It wasn't still there. They were moving it out. He still has it. And the family, they were really great to work with, the Costellos. Not Costello, Castello, owned the building. Great couple, but they, there were two vehicles in there, and one was a friend of his that had passed away. They rehabbed that vehicle and he was not getting rid of it. And he never did offer up the Corvette convertible, that light blue one. Uh-huh. But everybody knew that vehicle. There's no doubt.
Right. Definitely.
Yeah. Some things stayed, but that sure didn't.
Right. So, I'll tell you what, we got another break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in real quick, get that out of the way, and then we will come back and talk some more. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. Got a little bit of time left in the program today, talking with Regional School Superintendent Kelton Davis. And again, I'm Jeff. And we were talking about the new centralized building you'll be moving into before we went on break. But there's some other stuff that's going on. I mean, obviously, you know, working in the education field, especially with covering, you know, two counties here, I mean, there's a lot of things going on that, I mean, we know teachers are educating students, but there's a lot more involved in education.
There certainly is. And one of the issues has been the social factor. And I know everybody is lost 2 years, I think 19, 20, 21, somewhere, you know, all that COVID stuff has really put a spotlight on our socialization. And one of the things that we do every other year is a thing called the Illinois Youth Survey. And it originally started with a lot of drug and alcohol and asking questions and community standards for this and that. It's done with the kids. 8th, 10th, and 12th grades. And so we can see their progress over time, or, you know, trends. And one of the new questions that they started to focus on in the last survey was about time online. And the concern that came out of that is our students, our children, are spending 3 to 6 hours just blowing it online. We're not talking about classroom studies. We're not talking about school online. We're talking about after school, the amount of time we spend on our phones. And, you know, one of the things that the best things we can do at home, and I know everybody's got a harried life and they're so busy, but having dinner and sitting down and having that time to talk and decompress. We have so much going at us at 50,000 miles an hour and snippets of life here and there. I hearken back to the old days, seeing the family sitting around the radio and listening. I'm kind of an old soul. I'm a progressive person from the standpoint of technology, et cetera. But I'm a very, traditionalist. I love maintaining those as we even move forward in honoring them. But that family unit, that family time together is huge. And one of the things that I've always loved, dying to know, Jeff, is there anybody out there that might know the origins of that intro? Who sang it? I just love it. Like, I have Sirius radio in my car, and I can listen to the news and this and music and all that. I love the old shows where your mind can engage into it. Mm-hmm. And hearing that just strong language and people communicating, and oh, it's just, I don't know why, but I am dying to know if anybody knows, when did that intro get created? Who created it? It's just neat. It's just neat.
Right. And I think what you're
talking about. So there, everybody has homework.
I think what you're talking about is, let's see if I can. That's the one you're talking about, right?
Yes. I mean, you can hear the horns, the harmonizing of the song. Mm-hmm. It takes me to the drive-in theater as a kid. You know, that sort of feel, that era. So I'm thinking, you know, 60s.
Right.
Could be even late 50s. But, it's just neat.
And this is the one that I always imagine a Western when I hear this one. Now, doesn't that have kind of a...
Yep.
You can see the wagons and the horses coming down the trail.
At 100%. That's either the beginning or the end of the film, too, or with, you know, and here comes those credits in big block letters rolling up in yellow. I can see it. You can see it. And that's what I love so much about radio. It allows your imagination to run instead of somebody just force feeding it to you. It gets those synapses popping and firing, and your creativity and your thinking.
I just
the good old days.
I just got a text that last one I played is actually from the Ten Commandments movie.
So. Wow! You know what? For real, that made wow.
So yeah, that I would not.
So we're far off on that one.
Yeah, a lot further than the Old West, a lot further back than the Old West.
But that was the same era of production, because we're talking about, you know, the Ten Commandments movie with Charles,
Charleston Heston. Yeah.
Yes. And so that would have been when the Westerns were at their prime, too. So that would make sense. That does make sense. Mm-hmm. And that would be probably the exodus of the same thing. Still dusty.
Definitely. So, Well, it looks like we're out of time today, but we'll have to continue this conversation on Old Time Radio.
I would love to have some folks, and just the production, the history and technology of production is so neat. And so I want to thank you, Jeff, and WHCO and the listeners. And if there is anything we can do at the Regional Office of Education for you, family member, we have adult ed classes, et cetera, anything we can be of assistance, just give us a holler.
All right. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, sir.
Regional School Superintendent Kelton Davis here on The People Speak. That will wrap things up. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.